It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we have a Ministry Spotlight Edition. I'm happy to introduce somebody all the way from Ohio with some insights into the Scriptures, Grant Luton. Hey, Grant, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you, Cole.
Good deal. Well, Grant, to start out, I've always thought of myself as a New Testament believer and thinking that anything to do with the Old Covenant or Old Testament wasn't really for me. And it seems that a lot of people see it that way. And I see it a little differently now. But do you mind talking about that?
Well, that's a common misconception I encounter all the time. But if we take a careful reading of what we call the New Testament Scriptures, you'll see that they always are going back to the Torah and the commandments for their justification of what they teach. In fact, in 1 John, John says that God's commandments are not burdensome, and the way we show love for God is by keeping his commandments. But I think the confusion arises because we think Old Covenant means everything to the left of Matthew, and New Covenant means the Scriptures from Matthew to Revelation. The truth of the matter, these are our Scriptures. They are not covenants, but they contain covenants. And so we need to understand that the covenant is not the Scriptures, but the covenant is the agreement to keep the Scriptures. And the key to that is found in Jeremiah 31, verse 31. This is the only place where the word new covenant is found in the Hebrew Scriptures. It says, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord." And then this verse is the one that's so key. "But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my Torah within them, and on their heart I will write it." And so what we see here is that the Torah, the commandments, are not the covenant, but the covenant is an agreement to keep those commandments. And that's a profound difference. And so the new covenant is a new agreement to keep the Torah.
So in other words, whether there's a new covenant or a new agreement with how to deal with sin, the way that we define sin doesn't change. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. God's standard of righteousness does not change. God doesn't change. His standard of righteousness does not change either.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. You know, as I've been studying the commandments and all of his instructions and all the Scriptures for us in recent times here, you know, some people say, well, what are you trying to become, a Jew? And I'm like, well, no, I just want to know the Scriptures and how he wants me to live.
Oh, I often hear that. No, I'm not interested in making Gentiles into Jews. What I'm interested in is being a disciple of our Messiah, who himself was Jewish. But what we find with Yeshua, we need to be careful how we read the Gospels or we can get confused on this, is that Yeshua never argued with the Pharisees and the leaders of his day about whether or not the commandments were valid. Where he butted heads with the leaders of his day was over the interpretation of the commandments and the rabbinic additions to them. Now, traditions are fine and wonderful and good, but there are two mistakes we can make. I think in the Jewish community, they make the error of elevating traditions to the level of commandments. In the Christian community, we make the error of diminishing the commandments to the level of just traditions. If we make a distinction between the two, we're on safe ground.
Very good. Well, hey, Grant, for people that are listening that want to hear more of your teachings, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, which is bethtikun.com. Beth Tikun is Hebrew for place of restoration. It's B-E-T-H-T-I-K-K-U-N, bethtikun.com.
Well, Grant, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Cole, for having me. It was a pleasure.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And to get more information about our free Bible study conference calls with guests like Grant Luton and many others, visit truthrestoration.com. Again, that's truthrestoration.com. Have an awesome day. We'll see you next time.